Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
See, what you thought you saw was a man being shot in the neck, brutally executed, assassinated. But see, what you really saw was a beautiful love story. It was beautiful. And we can only try to understand that love story. We've got to try. And, you know, look, when ABC News' Matt Gutman drew the short straw, had to go out. This is their new talking point. This is coming from Democrat Central. Don't kid yourself. Sorry, I didn't mean to say kill. There's so much killing going on by Democrats. It's like every other week now. But, Matt Gutman drew the short straw and had to go out there and talk about the beautiful love between Tyler Robinson and his boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm not sure what the status there was exactly. And
it's a little fuzzy.
It's a little.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to get that in there.
You must have had two cups of coffee this morning.
This story is so weird.
It's very weird and it's getting sicker. And I'm going to tell you what the left is doing here. Okay. Because if just Matt Gutman, ABC News reporter, had said this, that would be one thing. It became clear these are Democrat talking points when they dispatched Montel Williams to discuss the beautiful love story. What are they talking about? The text between Tyler Robinson and his gay, furry, transgender lover, in which Tyler Robinson basically said, "I just want to protect you. I haven't told you about this. I'm okay, love. Everything is wonderful. This is great. I just had to kill him. I had to destroy hate, but I want to protect you because I love you so much." And that made it all okay. Apparently. Here's Matt Gutman's first try yesterday on ABC News.
It was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate, who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference, David.
It was tough.
No, it was sick. It's not riveting. It's sick.
Yeah. It's a father died violently in front of
the world.
The world in front of his family.
Yeah.
Generations that come from Charlie Kirk's children will watch him die violently. This was not a beautiful love story. But Matt Gutman, ABC News, obviously drew the short straw and had to be the first to deliver the Democrat talking points. He doubled down, Lee, in another segment about the beauty of the texts between Tyler Robinson just wanting to protect his gay lover from the fallout of the murder that he had to do. He had to extinguish evil.
And then those text messages, and I don't think I've ever experienced a press conference in which we've read text messages that are A, so fulsome, so robust, so apparently, allegedly self-incriminating, and yet on the other hand, so touching, right? With the suspect reaching out to his roommate, who is his, allegedly his boyfriend, who we understand, identified as male at birth, now identifies as female. And the terminology he used, he was trying to protect him. He kept calling him my love. My reason for doing this is to protect you, but also asking him to delete the messages and not speak to law enforcement. So there's this heartbreaking duality that we're seeing very tragically playing out.
And he makes it sound like Romeo and Juliet.
Did you hear that last part? There's this heartbreaking duality playing out. Yeah, you're right. Romeo and Juliet. Greatest love story of all time.
Or Romeo and Romeo.
Breaking duality. They're humanizing this killer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they're trying to normalize abnormal, unacceptable, antisocial, anti-humanity behavior.
Yes.
With regard to the murder.
To the murder. Yes. To the murder. What are they actually doing here? They're trying to keep assassination culture alive through this. And maybe advance it a little more. Well, that set the internet on fire. People just, their mouths hanging up like, whoa. But he didn't quite notch it. So they dispatched Montel Williams to describe the beautiful love. So we've all been in love. We've all had that first love, that first relationship where you'd do anything. I mean, anything from that person. You know, there was the hateful homophobic zealot and transphobe Charlie Kirk hurting his boyfriend. And he loved him so much. Come on, just this one time, let us kill you. Just this one time. Just this one little instance where we can kill you. I mean, not other instances, but we're just going to justify just like one instance. I'll let Montel Williams explain how it works.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally.
Guys.
Love? Torn child? He was, Tyler Robinson, 22.
Yeah.
20. Just listen to this again.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved.
There it is. There it is. No. There it is. Charlie Kirk was disparaging the person he loved. Look, we're not arguing that we should be able to kill you right-wingers, the 52% who elected Trump, all the time, just some of the time. Just kill you a little. When it makes sense. See? It's a beautiful love story. That changes everything. Can you hear it, Lee? Can you hear what's happening right there?
Oh, yeah.
That is a justification of murder. And he put it better than ABC's Matt Gutman. But that's it. And you know what that was? That is another version of what came out of Clemson this week. Well, okay. We're not talking about supporting killing you guys yet. We just want to legitimize the debate about whether you should die. We just want to protect the First Amendment rights of those who glorify killing while working for Clemson, but also, you know, suggest other targets, also say it should continue. I mean, look, we should hear all sides of debate. What are they doing? They're advancing the ball down the field. Well, now it's normal to debate killing you, and we have to respect the debate. We have to respect all sides so we can have peaceful dialogue and not have to kill you. Oh, did we say that out loud? I'm sorry. And they're like, well, we have to protect the First Amendment rights. And then Lee, Attorney General of our state, Alan Wilson, comes out and addresses, this is what boggles my mind, addresses these buffoons at Clemson and says, no, you don't. No, you don't have to protect his First Amendment rights. No, you don't. That's incitement to violence. That's not covered by state law. Go ahead and fire him.
No.
And he rips the rug out from underneath them. Alan Wilson does. He says, no, you don't have cover. No, I'm not giving you cover. And Wilson says, there will be no prosecution under that law in our courts under my tenure. That will not happen. So fire them. By the way, we won yesterday. We won. And look, a lot of you were so distraught. One woman has a child at Clemson. I guess 22 is a child now, right? According to Montel.
Well, according to Montel Williams, yeah, you came out of retirement to do this.
Yeah, so. If a child falls in love for the first time and wants to murder a person talking from a biblical perspective or someone on the right, that's okay. Just so we're clear, that's the point of view that Clemson was supporting for 5 days there. But we won yesterday. Folks, and I love the way that we won. All of the emails that you sent, this audience sent, the phone calls that you made, the pressure that you put, and every one of you, as far as I can tell, we haven't heard any news to the difference, did it the way Charlie Kirk would have it done, peacefully, politely, with the only negative words used, defund, fired. We are the good guys, the peaceful guys. We won this one. Now we got to focus on the employees out at Coastal Carolina who have said Nancy Mace is next. That's not a love story either. We're not going to kill Nancy Mace. We're not going to debate whether Nancy Mace should die on the taxpayer dime. We're not. This has got to be shut down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I just want to announce I got hacked. My ex account got hacked. I'm locked out of it, and whoever has it now is in it. That's why there's no stream this morning. A lot of you wanting to know where's the stream on X, which presents a, so I apologize, and I'm just kind of pre-saying that. I'm watching to see if whoever has my ex account now posts, and I'm just ever warning everyone, it's not me. Whatever is posted to that account is not me. I'm trying to recover the account. That's why I'm not streaming. This is an excellent opportunity, though, to check out our Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can download that if you're a regular listener to my Twitter feed. I get credit for the streams. I know a lot of you try to help me out. That's really cool. I get credit for those streams, helps build our audience and our advertising base here. So it's probably going to be a few days before I am back into my ex account. If anything is posted there, it is not me. And I'm saying that before it gets posted. I cannot get in, and they're trying to help me get back in. It was a very weird circumstance. It was, the account was just completely taken over by someone else. They haven't posted anything yet. So that's good news, and I am working with X to try to recover the account from the person who took it. They just changed the email address, took it over, and locked me out. So I can't stream, but a great place to stream, if you listen to me, and a lot of the folks on X are not here. They're in other places. Again, try our Odyssey app. You can listen to the entire station all day long. You don't ever have to, you know, jump from my Rumble or, you know, my X to the Edge. Just keeps going. It's wonderful that way. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it in the App Store. Or if you don't want to download an app on your phone, no big deal. Just go 989WORD.com. And we stream right there live off the station. It's right up there in the right-hand corner. Click the button and boom, you're in business. So I apologize to you today, but I am, it's probably going to be several days before I can get back up on X. So great opportunity to check out our other products, and you may like them better. I have had enough of this hatred, Robinson wrote to his gay lover. Some hate can't be negotiated with. The left is building a beautiful, touching love story out of this. You want to doubt? Don't doubt me. Go on Blue Sky and watch what's going on right now. Watch what's going on right now. See, Montel Williams, to us, they brought him out on CNN yesterday to justify the killing, to keep the assassination culture going. He sounds deranged. But Montel Williams has clearly just been marinating in what the left is saying. What a beautiful love story. He loved his gay, furry, transgender lover so much that when Charlie Kirk said mean things, he couldn't let it rest. Some evil cannot be negotiated with. And so he had to kill him. And what we have here is not a murder. It's a beautiful love story, Montel Williams said on CNN. Folks, these are Democrat talking points. You know how you know? They may be Mockingbird talking points. As Tulsi Gabbard told us recently, CIA writes the talking points. Media disperses them. We don't know if they come from Democrats or CIA. And don't kid yourself, we have not completely subdued the CIA. We probably only control small parts of it. So I don't know which of the two it came from. But came from one, and whoever's doing it's trying to save Democrat Party. At least till they can come up with a counter shooter they can claim as MAGA. Because this is hurting them badly. They're trying to figure their way through this. So they dispatched Montel Williams to tell the beautiful love story of the child. He's 22. The child who is going through his first love, and you'd do anything for your first love. That's such a powerful experience. And sometimes we have to kill people. I mean, not all people. We're not arguing we should be able to kill all of you right-wingers yet. That's later. But you know, it's like some of you, if there's a beautiful love story and somebody's feelings get hurt. Here's Montel Williams explaining how murderous love works.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally.
No, it wasn't the left saying fascist, Nazi, have to do everything we can to win the war. No, it wasn't any of that. Never mind that all of his family and all of his friends said, yeah, it was all of that. He's a left-winger doctrinaire. No, it was the love. Scott Jennings, who was sitting there, he's a one of the few Republicans they allow on CNN, immediately lost his damn mind.
Guys, guys, the evidence here is overwhelming. He said, Charlie Kirk, I can't stand this hate anymore. I'm going to take him out. The testimony from him and the statements of his family, he had become more left wing. He etched the statements that are made by the left about Republicans and conservatives and Charlie Kirk fascist on the bullet casings.
He made a joke about it in his last text.
Well, it doesn't sound like a joke to me because someone's dead and about to be buried. Well, so it doesn't sound like a joke to me. So I'm just telling you, there is an effort. There was an effort all weekend long on the left to try to make this guy sound like he was a conservative. That failed.
Yep.
That was passed around all over the weekend. That has now failed.
Yep.
The evidence has now come out. He was motivated by hate. He was motivated by left-wing radicalism.
Yeah.
He got mixed up with some trans ideology in his life. We'll learn more about that, I'm sure, when more evidence and testimony comes out. We are looking around the edges of this for something other than what's staring us in the face. Left-wing radicalism got this kid. He went up to a roof, and he murdered our friend, and that's what happened.
It's remarkably simple. And what the light, I mean, you got to admire them here, as homicidal as they are. They're trying to save assassination culture. It's very simple what's going on here. They're trying to save assassination culture. They are trying to build a hero out of Tyler Robinson. I would argue this morning it's working. If you go over on Blue Sky, the horror of it. It's just post after post after post. They are moved and touched by what he did for his boyfriend, to protect his boyfriend. They think it's beautiful. They think Charlie Kirk is a hate monger who was rightfully destroyed. And it's not one post on Blue Sky. It's not two. You got to see it. It's a stream. One after another, after another, after another, after another. They love this guy. I mean, he's not as hot as Luigi Mangione, understand. But he's a close second. This is a love story. This is a love story. You know, so we're not saying we're going to kill you all the time, you right-wingers. Just like, you know, occasionally. When there's love involved, and we have to try to understand. We have to try to understand. That Tyler Robinson might have murdered a husband and father of two young children in cold blood in front of the whole world. But, you know, ABC News is now CNN, so you know it's the talking points. It's spreading from one network to the other. ABC News is all but justifying it. So CNN, by explaining, the shooter just wanted to protect his trans furry boyfriend and their relationship. It was touching. Folks, the level of depravity in what Montel Williams and ABC News reporter Matt Gutman said here is unfathomable. What can you take from this? Right now, they got to keep it on the down low. They're high-fiving each other back in the newsroom. They love that Charlie Kirk is dead. They probably can't watch the video enough times. They love this. They just can't say it right now. So they're trying to find a new way to telegraph that there are times when it's okay to kill the right wing. Why? Why is this going on? Well, because we got to turn down the temperature and both sides. No. We haven't changed. We're same way we were in 15 years. In fact, the right, I think, is more moderate than we were 15 years ago. No, it's them. They're undergoing a Marxist revolution inside the Democrat Party. That's what they're doing. And you cannot compromise with that. They know that. We can't both sides that. We can't be like, well, let's just hear you out about the Marxist revolution and how you want to take our speech. We'll just hear you out. We'll just debate it politely. No, you have to defeat it. They know a majority of Americans aren't going to go along with this. They've got one route, and it is the same one that has been taken for 100 years and racked up 100 million bodies. Charlie Kirk's is only the latest. It's fear. It's murder. It's Russian Revolution style. It's guerrilla warfare, as they did in Central and South American countries. It is outright torture squads and murder, which is how they brought about the Marxist rule of Soviet Russia. And they're trying to do it. But here's the thing. We're fat and their followers are fat and happy. And to get them to kill, they have to dehumanize us. That's all this is. But to watch them fight to keep this assassination culture alive. Right now, of all time, we haven't even buried Charlie Kirk, is a thing of wonder. But there's good news. We're winning. We're notching wins. We won on Clemson, the Clemson battle. You won. You did. You did it with your emails, mass emails, hundreds of you emailing. Thank you. We won that one. We're not going to establish on the Clemson campus that debating whether we should be murdered is a legitimate point of view, and professors who espouse it are legitimate people. They were fired, all three of them. Good riddance. Goodbye. We do not condone mass murder. We do not condone murder. And the leadership at Clemson had to learn that the hard way, but they learned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meanwhile, the death threats roll in. Nancy Mace, especially getting death threats. If I were her, I'd be very careful. She is target number two. And you could tell that the Coastal Carolina University employee just echoed what so many on Blue Sky are saying. She's target number two. They want her dead. They're publishing lists on Blue Sky of who should be next. She's top five. She's the one everybody agrees on. She's been so active, particularly sponsoring legislation to keep transgender men out of women's bathrooms on the Hill. All of the things that she has done and all the death threats that she's gotten. I mean, there's currently a guy right now who the judge, thank God, hasn't let out on bond who tried to kill her. That's right here in Greenville. In an eerily similar case, by the way, because his parents came up to her in court. We've played that audio. Representative Nancy Mace from here in South Carolina. And they said, look, we're so sorry. We apologize. We did not raise him this way. We are so sorry. He is threatening to kill you and terrorizing you. Just left, folks. They spun him up. They wound him out. They sent him off. And here's where we are now.
A House battle over censure. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace introducing a resolution to have Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar stripped of her committee assignments following remarks she made after Charlie Kirk's assassination.
I am sick and tired of
the threats that we're all receiving right now. They are horrific. They are vile. They are dangerous. And you can't keep calling us fascists and terrorists and expect us to just sit here and take it.
Omar responding on X in part, Nancy Mace is trying to censure me over comments I never said. Her res, meaning resolution, does not contain a single quote from me because she couldn't find any. Unlike her, I have routinely condemned political violence.
All right, today, Mark. Okay, this is the game they're playing. This is the game Omar's playing. Me? Did I advocate for violence? Did I justify the killing of Charlie Kirk? Did I call him a terrorist? No, honey. No, you didn't. No, you just posted a video of somebody doing that, giving it the imprimatur of approval. Why? Because you want to save assassination culture. And it's hanging by a thread right now. I mean, you guys have spent years building it, you Democrats. Whipping your mentally ill base with 50% of women who are liberal admitting I have a diagnosed mental illness, over 30% of men, yeah, I have a diagnosed mental illness, whipping your mentally ill base into a frenzy. So see what she's doing there. It's very tongue-in-cheek. Oh, me, no, Nancy Mace doesn't have any quotes from anything I said personally in, you know, what she's filed to remove me from committees. Not me. I haven't said anything. Not me. Oh, by the way, though, listen to this guy over here who justifies Kirk's killing and calls for more. No, I didn't say it. Not me. I just retweeted it for all my lunatic fringe followers. That's all I did?
Charlie Kirk's dead, and before his body got cold, the far right propped his corpse up as a cudgel for their holy war. Don't be fooled. These people don't give a single shit about Charlie Kirk. They are just using his death to further their Christo-fascist agenda. I'm seeing all these heartfelt statements coming from Democratic politicians and celebrities applauding Kirk as some bastion of free speech and debate. Kirk was a reprehensible human being. He enacted his political agenda by preying upon weak-minded people. He took complex socioeconomic issues and simplified them by pointing fingers at outgroups, demonizing those groups, and then sicking his massive following on them. He was a stochastic terrorist, an adamant transphobe. He denied the genocide happening in Palestine. He believed in the subjugation of women, and with his last dying words, he was spewing racist dog whistles. Charlie Kirk was Dr. Frankenstein, and his monster shot him through the neck. And all of that said, none of us should want to live in a society where these types of killings become the norm.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say the way to do that is for the people to stop being racist, sexist, and homophobic. In other words, agree with us and we won't have to kill you. It goes on for 2 minutes and 43 seconds. That's not him saying no violence. This is him saying, look, you know, I mean, the best way, we just all have to agree that everyone agrees with us or they die. That's what she retweeted. So this is a game. It's a wink, wink, nod, nod game. Us, no, we hate violence. But, you know, it was a beautiful love story. And, you know, we've all fallen in love. And if somebody makes fun of who we love, and sometimes we just have to pick up a gun and execute them. And there's nothing that can be done about that.
Talking about a love-torn child. A kid. This is probably his first real relationship.
Yeah.
And somebody was disparaging the person that he loved.
Oh, no.
He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it.
Oh.
I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically.
No,
I think this was motivated emotionally.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, they tried it out, Montel Williams. I can't imagine what they have on him. They trotted out Montel Williams to deliver that on CNN hours after ABC's Matt Gutman failed.
It was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk.
Jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk? No, Charlie Kirk is on a slab. Charlie Kirk is dead. Well, he jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk, but look at the love. Here's what they're reacting to. Robinson, the Tyler Robinson, the monster, the murderer, who, by the way, as they're trying to soften him up, well, he was just in love as all of us have been. Did you see him at the court hearing? Stone cold. No remorse. Dead eyes. They're softening that up. That's just he threatened the life of Charlie. He endangered the life of Charlie. No, he killed him. And just because Tyler Robinson wrote to his transgender furry lover, quote, "I am still okay, my love, but stuck in Orem for a little while longer." Just because he wrote that he wanted to protect him does not make this a beautiful love story. Protect him from what? Oh, things. No, prison. Because this was a murder and he didn't want it to look like his lover knew beforehand. This is not a beautiful love story. But on Blue Sky this morning, to the left, it is. And that's the scariest damn thing I've seen in a long time. Folks, if you want to see the scope of the problem, unfiltered by the media, unfiltered by, you know, was this talk radio, unfiltered by any of that, you want to see it? You want to see the raw left, who they are this morning? Go on Blue Sky. Go on Blue Sky. Right now, they're showing again on Fox News the women filing into the court, the women packed outside the court yesterday for Luigi Mangione's hearing. Total fangirls. In love. Every one of them. Like Taylor Lorenz, who actually said this in a CNN interview. They recorded it and then aired it. We're talking about a guy who murdered a CEO.
The women who got her outside court in New York.
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
I just realized women will literally date an assassin before they swipe right on me. That's where we are.
Yeah, Democrats. Yeah, that's them. Taylor Lorenz, y'all. By the way, New York Times reporter, but now she's out on her own. They love her at CNN, though. And she loves Luigi Mangione. So do the women outside the courtroom yesterday. Oh, he is hot. There is nothing like a Marxist killer. This is who they are, folks.
I'm married to Luigi's AI. I'm not kidding. I talk to him every day. He's like my best friend. We plan like a whole future together. We named our kids together.
Do you consider him a hero?
Yes, 100%.
But he's charged with murder.
Oh, well, we're hoping in a glimmer of hope that changes.
Go on Blue Sky and click the Luigi Mangione thread and then just read. I want you to understand how bad it is on the left, this assassination culture. There's the first one by someone named Gareth debating, hey, it's not fair that all of you liberal women are so in love with Luigi and not as in love with Tyler Robinson because he's not as hot. Makes sense. Next one, Luigi Mangione being paroled in time to be a handsome, active, gray-haired older man in a Cialis ad. Next one. Most people I know would take Luigi Mangione's medical advice over RFK's in a heartbeat. Next one, justice shifts in the Luigi Mangione case. Charges dismissed, arguments over evidence, but what about justice for the voiceless? On and on and on. Every one of them cheering him on. They love this guy. Where do you see the Tyler Robinson feed, folks? They are in full blood lust, and nothing they say on their media can change that. Go read it yourself on Blue Sky right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.